The villages and farms along the Camino are homes to people whose families may have lived there for centuries. This is especially felt when walking through Galicia, where local customs are interlaced with the pilgrim path. Always. In the early days of fall, she hooks a bucket over her arm. Just like her mother before her, steps onto the patio and into the shade of a fertile tree. She glimpses up into the branches, sun splashing her seasoned cheeks to grasp the ripest pears. She will place them on a wooden table by the path to Santiago with a sign that reads gratis o donativo. One could say it's a religious act, this Galician custom of welcoming pilgrims, one that has always been. At summer's end, her beloved tends the border of the field, just as his father before him. He chops the lower sprouted branches from the trees his great-grandfather planted to shade the pilgrim path. He is older now, arthritis in his hips, but the trees continue to sprout, so he goes out, axe in hand, to tend them as best he can. So absorbed in his task, he fails to notice that he prunes to the tune of pilgrims passing, as they always will.